Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Steve, I know that you had some things on your heart that...
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's... You know, God's been speaking to me about, you know, I was sharing previously about, you know, offense and, you know, being, getting just a pride out of my life. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading the word this morning, just spending time abiding with God. And it was just like scripture after scripture was just coming at me. And God just stopped me in 1 John 4. And 1 John 4, verse 16, on the second part of the verse, he says, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God. And just right there, it was just like, do you live in love? Like your life is love. Love is your life. Love is your breath. Everything about your life is love. Mm. And at that, I was just like, Lord, I got a long way to go. Lord, help me with that. So he says, whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. He says, in this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment because in this world we are like him. He said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. He says, the one who fears is not made perfect in love. And at that, I was just like, man. And that really just totally grabbed me because as I was just chewing on that, it's just like, God, I want to be made perfect in your love. Mm. And God just really began just revealing to me as the fact that, like, you know, you think about those moments when he says in Corinthians, when he talks about, you know, in our weakness, God's strength is made perfect in us. Mm-hmm. It's through that, those seasons of humility, mm-hmm. through the hardships, through the testings, through the suffering, we're made perfect. And he just continued to speak to me. It's just like, there is that connection in love, in humility. And mm-hmm. it's just like, we want love, but it's just like, there's that process of God, make me perfect in your love. And it's through that life in love that we're made perfect. And then God just reminded me about the process of that on the Last Supper. When Jesus was with his disciples, it talks about the fact in John 13, it talks about that Jesus knew where that he was from God, that he came from God, and that he was going back to the Father. Mm-hmm. So he embraced humility. And Jesus was able to embrace humility before his disciples. He was able to embrace the cross before all of mankind. But that was the most pinnacle display of love for his Father so that we would know love with his Father. And it talks about the fact that because of the joy set on the other side of the cross, Jesus was able to embrace the cross. For the joy set before him. And it's just like, that's that disconnect that we miss. And God says, I want you to live a life of love because it's through my love. That's what makes you perfect. And I just thought about a life of God. Can you imagine a perfect life in God of how God says you have been made perfect in my love? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just continued to look in that. And it's just like when you make a choice to give love, receive love, just be in his love and everything that you do, you live a life of love, regardless of how it's given to you, regardless of how you're treated or anything, but you just choose to love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, That's that working. And you think about how God talks about that when he removes the imperfections of gold, it's through that pressure, it's through that hardship that the imperfections rise. And it's like, that's the testing of us. And it's just like, will we submit ourselves? Because how we talked about in fear, it's just like the fact that it's like, God was revealing to me that a lot of times when he'll reveal pride in my life, I'll get focused on, you know, the people that God has set up as accountability people in my life. It's like, well, God, you know, what are they going to say? You know, and we just start getting self-focused. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, if we would just abandon ourselves in his love and know the fact that it's not about fear. It's not about repercussions or punishment, because it's his love. It's the end. It's the end that makes it all worthwhile.
Well, perfect love casts out all fear, as First John says. And once we're secure in his love, that's the whole thing. People need to understand that. It's a revelation to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so powerful. I mean, that's why I love the Gospel of John. It's full of love. First John is full of love.
Yeah.
It's about the love of God. If we are loving, then we're Godding, right? Because love, you know, God is love.
Yeah.
But it's that revelation that we're loved by God. Loved by God helps us to stand secure no matter what. Listen, other people may be wishy-washy with you, you know, and some people may treat you different ways. But when you feel secure and know that no matter what, at your darkest moments, God's love never changes. Mm-hmm. His love never turns.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. It's amazing. I read a book one time. Jim Baker wrote a book called I Was Wrong, and he was in prison. And he says that when he was there, he felt so alone. He felt so away from just the world and just everything. He was in just such great pain. And he says, but even there, even at my lowest moments, even at the darkest moments that I could ever imagine in my life, I knew God was with me, and I knew that he loved me.
Yeah.
People didn't love me. People hated me at this time. But I knew. Yeah. I knew that the Bible was true. When the scripture says that there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And so when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about this more.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about the love of God, living in love and living in God. If you live in love, you're living in God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about what you were saying, Steve, which is so powerful, because that word is oftentimes so, misconstrued, misused, abused. It's like, if that's love, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. And the problem is when we try to love outside of the standard that God's already given us.
Yeah.
You know, why are we, you know, let's go back to the standard. It's so easy for people to say words, I love you. What does that mean? Like, what does that mean? And love is an action.
Mm-hmm. It's a choice.
It's a choice. It's your volition. It's your will. You have the will to love. It just doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen with flowery words. But 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered, and it keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
Mm-hmm.
Love never fails. Think about that. All these things are action. When you're not being patient, that means you're not loving.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are being patient, guess what you're doing? You're loving on someone.
That's right.
You're loving on someone. Love is kind. If you're not being kind, that means you're not loving them. But you can encourage yourself that when you are intentionally doing kind acts, you're loving.
Mm-hmm.
You're loving, right? Mm-hmm. It does not envy. It does not boast. If you're prideful, you're not loving. This is about you. Love is always about others. Love is about you go first. And God's called us to be a people of love. If we're going to live in love, we're going to live in God. If we're going to live in God, then we got to live in love.
That's right.
And part of being the people of God, if we know the Lord, one of the characteristics that we should have in our life is to be people of love.
Mm-hmm.
How could we love a God the Bible says that we can't see if we can't love a brother that we can see?
Yeah.
Mm. It's your calling card.
That's right.
It's your calling card. And you can do a lot of things and you can learn about a lot of things. I'm always interested about those that are, it's like, and Ezekiel and Revelation, and I love Revelation and I love Ezekiel, but let's just focus here on 1 Corinthians 13 for a little while. Let's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mark Twain said, it's not the scriptures that I don't understand that give me the biggest problems. It's the ones that I do understand, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe it would do us well to stop trying to you know, learn about God and get, you know, mm-hmm. all of this information, but maybe we need to focus on getting a revelation,
yeah.
you know, because God is not ever interested in us getting information. He's interested in us getting revelation so that what God has revealed to revealed to us can turn into a manifestation. It can manifest into our life. Mm-hmm. We know that we know something, not just in our mind, right? We have knowledge, consciousness of what we're learning, but we really know something is when we have it experientially.
Yeah.
When there's fruit in our life, right. then that revelation yeah. has manifested.
That's right. And that's what it says in the Word. It says they will know them, or know you by the love you have for one another.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, how are they going to know what love is unless we actually
show it to
them. Show it in our yeah. own lives and towards others?
Yeah.
Yeah, love is
not... They'll be drawn to jealousy, and they'll want to, what do you got? There's something about you
yeah.
that I don't know what that is. Help me out here.
Or something about you guys or you gals or whatever the situation is. You notice that when the love of God is around the family of God, people just look at it and say, now you guys don't know each other. You're just friends. Mm-hmm. What is that? You know, how are you guys so close and all that type of stuff? And it's like, it's just God. Mm-hmm. It's just God. It's the love of God. The love of God in him is connecting with the love in God in me. And, mm-hmm. and it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. And we need to be people of love.
Yeah.
We need to be people of love because that's the calling card. That's the trademark. And there's nothing more powerful. You can spend all your time trying to learn all these other things. And, you know, there's mm-hmm. you can spend your lifetime and probably 100 lifetimes of studying the Word, right? But God doesn't call us to fall in love with the book of the Lord, but the Lord of the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so many times people are focused on the book of the Lord. It's like, let's focus on the Lord of the book and what he told us. He says, love one another
mm-hmm.
as I have loved you, right?
That's right.
Whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done to me. And if we can get this, Steve, if we can really get this, how beautiful is that going to be? How beautiful is that going to be? It'll draw so many people mm-hmm. to God because you're not, when you're loving them, you're guiding them. You're guiding them. But we have to remember that. We have to remember that in the midst of everything that God is saying and in the midst of everything he's teaching us and revealing to us in his word,
mm-hmm.
that we can do a lot of things. The Bible tells us you can sing with the voice of angels. You can play instruments. You can do all these things. But if you do not have love, it's a clanging cymbal. It's all for naught. I mean, it's all for naught.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why even do it if love is not at the centerpiece? Why are we even touching it? Why are we, you know? Because everything about God is love. If we escape the love factor, then we've gotten totally, completely away from God.
Yeah.
It's not interesting what we can do.
It's like doing it without him because you're not doing it for him.
Yeah. What are we doing it for?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I got it done. It's accomplished. Yeah. I see it's done, but I want you to take two steps to the right. Do you see the trail of turn around? Okay. Do you see the trail of devastation that occurred behind you?
It's like, right.
You got it done. You reached the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Check. You can take it off your planner. But who? What did it cost you? What? Mm-hmm. Who got hurt in the process of that? We can't focus on getting jobs done. We got to focus on moving in love, and oftentimes to love, we've got to slow down. To the pace of love. We got to slow down. Mm-hmm. We got to slow down. May mean that you may not check off a whole lot more things on your to-do list, but it means that what you do check off, you could say, I've done this with love. Mm. I've done this with love. It's accomplished. No one got hurt in this, and God was glorified.
You know, and that's like when I chew on that, like that's where God just really brought it to me was the fact that that's when we have to trust God's love because it's not the love that we expect. It's not, we have to just abandon ourselves in the refining process of his love
mm-hmm.
because that's where it goes. And it's just humbling ourselves. That's when we're brought into his in his presence. And it's when we humble ourselves that he's able to come to us and be more like him.
Yeah.
That's where it starts. It starts with humility. It starts with love.
Right. Not just give love, but be lovable.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Be lovable. Says, I don't have any friends. So are you lovable? Are you lovable? And we that's the trademark. That's the calling card for us. Mm-hmm. And I just love that when living in love, we're living in God.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.